You made me happy every single day. But now that's when it's calling me back. We'll be right back.
times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Hey, boys and girls, welcome to the Giddy Up. I kept you off on purpose.
It's still off.
It is. Ooh, you know.
did you mean to shut me off?
I didn't mean to shut you off.
Hello?
I think everybody's on, right?
I don't think I am.
You're not. No, I can't. I can hear myself now.
Hey, I can hear you.
Oh, great.
Oh, well. Hey.
Hey, thanks for inviting
us. Hey, 2:11 in the afternoon. Welcome to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. On this 8th day of July. Wow. Time flies. Especially when you're old. you know, especially when you're old.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, listen. You're old.
No, I'm not.
You're old.
No.
You're sitting between two old guys.
No kidding.
You're like the old Oreo. Welcome to the Giddy Up
Kids. You're the cream to our crusty exterior.
Exactly.
Oh, that's ew.
Exactly.
Ew. You're the part everybody wants. Us, they just throw away.
All right. Welcome to the Giddy Up, boys and girls, on 91.5 WMFO. You are listening to the best trio in radio today.
Whoop.
Without a doubt. And the Hillman can just go, you know, go home.
You had a nice run, buddy. Just, you know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, yeah, no disrespect to the Hillman. I mean, I think he does a wonderful job and he's one of the best. But you got LB with you, so you can't, you know.
And you're not our LB.
No. I heard he legally changed his initial to LBs.
LBs, right? Boobies. I said boobies.
He shows up for the free buffet everywhere.
Absolutely. So, anyways, welcome to the big show today. 2:12 in the afternoon, almost 2:13. And we have a lot of great stuff for you. For this weekend, Christopher has, we're going to spin the wheel in a little bit, and he's going to bring you back to whatever year it lands on.
It's a and big wheel, by the way.
It is a big, huge wheel. It's bigger than the, what was that? Oh, it's bigger than the Wheel of Fortune. How's that?
Yeah, it's bigger than the one and on we, Price is Right.
But we have it on the ceiling rather than the floor.
If you combine these two, the Wheel of Fortune wheel and the Price is Right wheel, nothing.
Nothing. They got nothing on us. And
babies, that wheel.
The beautiful Tina Marie.
Baby wheels.
We'll have some silly stories for us, I believe.
Yes.
And as much as I hate to do this, and I know I always do it like at the beginning of the show, as you said, I know, look at her face. But I just want to send our prayers and thoughts out to everyone in Dallas that lost their lives, to the officers. And I know that's not what our show is about, but I have to mention it. I'm sorry. That's kind of guy I am.
Been a bad week.
Yeah. But God bless them all. And and hopefully their families will be all right. Obviously they won't, but all right. So back to the nonsense. Like I said, Christopher will be back with the Wheel of what are we calling it, Chris? The Wheel of you don't have a
we
word.
We had a name.
We did.
I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna spin the wheel of time tunnel or whatever.
Yes, the wheel of
music. The wheel of music. How's that?
The wheel of the hits.
The wheel of the hits. And nobody wins a car, though. Unfortunately.
No.
But
no. But we will vandalize your car.
It'll be on blocks by the end of the show.
And then Tina will sell you the tires back. We steal your stuff. She sells it to you. We got quite a thing going here.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh. I think I spun it a little prematurely. Oh, 1984.
Oh, come on.
So, look forward to that, kids. We will be playing some music from 1984. And
viewing the chats.
Of course. All the nonsense that comes along with our show, as usual. So
we're doing 1984. We want to dedicate it to a Zika-free Olympics.
What Zika-free Olympics?
Yeah, remember back then you didn't have to worry about mosquitoes killing the athletes?
I know. That's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, do you know some of the athletes are actually freezing their sperm just in case?
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Oh. Because, you know, because of birth defects associated with Zika. Yeah. And so, yeah, they're freezing their sperm. Either that or they just got some weird proclivities? Proclivities.
What, did you just look that up today?
Showed up in my, so I have another wheel where I spin a wheel and a obscure word comes out.
I actually have a Vaclivity email address. It's, PB91 at Vaclivity. Okay, kids. You all right over there, honey?
Okay, new record. 216. We didn't even get to the stepping on the shout-outs.
Vaclivity.com.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
All right. Why don't you tell everybody what we're listening to, and Tina Marie will be back with our weekly shout-outs.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
That's right. We'll be right back, kids.
Like magic, all rolling and riding and sleeping. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Boys and girls, welcome back. 2:28 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up. That was some Joe Walsh for you. Love that song. It is hard to leave when you can't find the door, I must say.
It's even harder to leave when Pauly B's blocking the door.
It definitely is.
Have another. Okay.
Welcome back, kids.
It's hard to leave when Pauly B blocks the door.
It does not even sound like Joe Walsh.
Hey, man, this is Joe Walsh. Hey, I've been drinking again.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm off the wagon.
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
The silliness ensues.
Yes, the studio was haunted. Anyways, kids.
Haunted by what, Muppets?
2:29 in the afternoon. It's 66 degrees in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. You are listening to, of course, the best show on the air, The Giddy Up. Well, we have a phone call, so let's take this phone call real quick. Before we get to our shout-outs. WMFO, you are live on the air.
It's Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
How are you? I'm sorry I had to call in early because I've got to head out of here. How you guys doing?
We're well.
Good.
We're doing all right. We're just ensuing silliness, as we always do. How
all
are you?
All I can say about this weekend is Levitate Music and Arts Festival in Marshfield.
Ooh.
That's the place to be. Susan Tedeschi headlines, the festival is fabulous. It's like you're at Woodstock.
All right. So everybody's going to be naked?
And smelly hippies?
Well, there might be.
I went to Woodstock in 99, actually.
You did?
I did. And it was in Rome, New York. And everybody was naked.
Even Courtney Love? Somebody called me up. Hey, guess who just flashed me? Who? Courtney Love.
Oh, my God.
I just told you a story, Pauly. I'm sorry.
All right, that's okay.
I told it from my point of view. I get a phone call.
Yes, you did.
Summer festivals are just starting, so it's like, oh, my God. It's going to be a great summer.
All right. So lay it on us.
What else do you want to know?
Oh, that's it?
You want to know who's at Levitate?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, there's a whole slew of people. Susan Tedeschi, Tedeschi Truck Band.
They
headline the festival. She's fabulous.
Yes.
She and her husband, I mean, he's a slide guitarist. He's great. Los Lobos, remember Los Lobos?
Yes,
of course.
Yep.
Los Lobos is the second headliner.
I love Los Lobos.
Then, you do?
I do.
What's that?
Okay. I love Los Lobos.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Now, Will the Wolf Survive is a tremendous album. Came out in 1984.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love you.
Yeah. And we're doing an 84 tribute today a little later.
Okay. So you'll include that?
I can't give anything away, but that song was not in the top 20.
We have a couple, planned.
Cool.
I was working at Record Town in Medford when that album came
out. That's right.
Yep.
Wow, there you were.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Gary Sharon
worked together.
Him and Gary Sharon, I used to go
in there all the time.
All the time.
That's back when I was...
Los Lobos, let me tell you something, is one of the few bands from back then that still have all the original members.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the same guys were in the band, and they're still going strong.
Yeah. Do you know the story about the guitar player, his wife, how she died? I know it's kind of sad.
No.
So she had a half-brother, and she was helping him out, and he kidnapped and murdered her.
Ooh.
What?
Why?
Wow.
I guess, I don't know, there was something wrong with the guy. I guess he got out of jail, and she was trying to help him out, and he kidnapped and murdered her. So.
Well, that's...
Cesar Rojas, his wife.
That's a downer. Thanks. Yeah.
And it's 66 degrees in sunny Medford.
It is.
Yeah. That's horrible. Mm. Oh, my God. Another interesting band that's playing there is Naco and and Medicine for the People. It's a Native American tribal band. But he's been compared to Bob Marley.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And their album is Hoko, which is an expression that's used before Indian warriors go to war, when they're ready to go on the warpath.
That is true.
Yeah.
You would know. So,
I would know.
I've never seen them. They're all Native American. They're all gorgeous. With the long black hair.
You just described me in 85.
let's see who else is there. Stick Figure. Oh, by the way, Susan Tedeschi is originally from Massachusetts. Did you know that?
Yeah. Her family owns Tedeschi Food Stores.
That's right. Yep. Okay. Yeah. And the lead vocalist of Stick Figure, who was absolutely multi-talented. I mean, he recorded their new album. He's from, where's he from again? Not Duxbury. He's from somewhere down in the South Shore. He grew up in Massachusetts. And actually, Stick Figure has played all four Levitate Music Festivals.
Oh.
But he's a multi-instrumentalist. He has recorded, produced, and performed on their latest album. And he's just an all-around great musician.
Great.
Awesome.
Yep. And then a couple of bands are from all over the country, which is great. California, I mean, out in the Midwest. It's going to be a great festival. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah? So you're going to attend that?
I will, and I'll shoot the bands and run a photo gallery. Ron Gallo. Oh, he's also playing. You know Ron Gallo?
Nope.
His mission statement, he's hilarious. He's like a rocker. He was, like, heavily into drugs and alcohol and all this other stuff. And his new album, which is coming out in September, is all about self-medication and starting over again. And
that's great.
What?
That's great. I mean, what musician hasn't been into drugs and alcohol and everything else? But that's great that he's doing that.
His mission statement is rock and roll isn't dead. You are. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm a total rocker.
That is pretty cool.
If you look at him, he's pretty zany looking.
Is he?
Isn't he with that crazy hair?
Yeah.
It's all about that hair, about that hair, about that hair. His hair reminds me of Marty Friedman, the shred guitarist. I mean, Marty's got that wild look about him, too. Anyway. All right, so that's it. I
got to
head out of here.
Where are you
right,
off to?
Well, Hugs and Smooches. Who's going to Levitate? Any of you guys going?
No. I was actually going to Gravitate instead of Levitate.
So let me ask you this. I have an extra press pass if one of you guys want to come with me.
Oh, that would be great.
Where is it?
It's in Marshfield.
Oh, I'm actually a professional photographer myself.
Okay.
So I would, except we have kids this weekend.
Yeah. We have a house full of kids.
We have all kinds of kids this weekend.
Oh. But,
yeah.
We have 500 kids.
I would love to,
kids.
Yeah. I appreciate the invite.
Talk about it amongst yourselves. Usually I'll take one of my daughters, but they're not available. They're busy. And I said, okay, I'll just throw it out there and see what happens.
Oh, very good.
All right.
All right.
Do you want to do a dial-a-date with you? We can have one of our listeners accompany you.
Wait a minute. I'm not dating anyone at the present time. I'm only dating, but the dates are not going well. That's a whole other episode.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to go on Plenty of Fish.
Wait. You want one story?
Sure.
Oh, I don't know if I should tell this on the air. This is really deaf.
Just don't swear. You'll be fine.
I know, but I went out with a guy, big guy, and he had, like, several, you know, vodka drinks. Anyway, long story short, we were leaving the music venue, which I brought. You know, I said, let's go to this music event because I was covering it. And he fell down a flight of cement stairs and sprained his ankle. I had to drive him home. Oh, my God. Anyway,
yeah.
On that note, hopefully nobody else is listening.
Well, I doubt he's listening to the show.
He's not listening, but people are listening. Thanks for that good laughter.
I have some great dating stories. I actually presented my dating stories to the Providence Journal because I write a music column for them. And my editor, he didn't even say anything. He said, Amy, he said, you write about music. We're not doing dating stories.
Right.
Okay. Start your own dating blog. There you go.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, Amy.
All right, well, have a great
weekend, and call me if one of you guys wants the pass.
We appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, Amy.
All right,
take care.
Bye.
Enjoy yourself,
bye.
Honey.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Miss Snack Bar. That was the Snack Bar report.
Yep.
I forgot to play her three company music. Yes.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
She didn't notice.
Anyways, she called an hour early, so.
And if anybody wants to date her and want to know what she looks like, you know, tune into a Three's Company episode from 1979.
That's right.
You can see John Ritter hitting on her.
Wow. You even know the date? Okay. He just made it up. Anyways.
Don't tell people I make things up.
Okay, so.
I'll lose my integrity.
Now it is time for our lovely Tina Marie to give our shout-outs to our very loyal fan base and lovely listeners that we love.
I actually have.
And appreciate. So why don't you take it away, Tina Marie.
I actually have a special shout-out today to a new listener, or maybe she has listened before, but she actually piped in today on Facebook that she was listening. So thank you to Danelle Santa Lucia.
Okay.
I hope I said your last name right. She asked me not to crucify it.
Santa Lucia? Yeah.
Santa Lucia. It's C-I-A. I said it.
Okay.
With a little.
I'm not Italian. I don't know.
I know. So thank you, Danelle, for listening. We had a very nice conversation going on Facebook.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, did you?
Yes, we do right now.
Oh, good. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Everybody can see it. It's public. Jennifer, Kanarzynski, Liedem, Mar and Kim at Malden Trans, Billy Roderick.
Mar? Who's Mar?
Mar. You know Mar. We all have a Mar.
And a par.
And a par. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry. Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield. Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel from 10 to midnight.
That's right.
Tonight, unless he's still away down the cave.
Wow, you know, that guy goes on vacation like every day.
Well, it's beautiful out. I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either.
I don't think his plane's
coming
back.
I don't think he can get much darker, though.
No. Well, actually, he probably could.
Stay out of the sun.
He probably could. He didn't have a show last Friday, so I don't know if he's around tonight.
No, well, let's hope he is so we can listen in.
Yeah, people need to make babies. Dude.
That's right.
Get back on the air.
We need that baby making music. Absolutely.
Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni of The Lounge, Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m.
That's right.
Very special shout-out to Captain Wayno, our number one fan who listens every single week.
Captain he's the best.
Wayno. And checks in.
Wayno, you're the best.
And checks in to let us know that he's listening.
That's right.
Thank you for listening, Wayne. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody, Phil Fleming, Katie Lyons Toddiff, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim and all those crazy kids on the yellow number 93 bus,
oh,
but
yeah.
They actually probably aren't in school anymore, right?
Probably not.
Okay.
Not for another couple weeks.
We'll shout out to them anyway, still. Masin Kanarazinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL. Frankie needs no introduction, as everybody now knows that he is the mustache of Medford.
He is.
In Bergamo.
He is the unofficial mayor of Medford, and he is awesome. We love him.
We do. One of the nicest guys out there.
Ever.
He is a great guy.
What a nice man he is.
He's so nice. I wonder why he hasn't sent us a message lately. Maybe he's on vacation.
He's too busy.
Maybe he figured us out.
He figured us out?
I'm too nice to be around these three.
Yeah.
My niceness is being tested.
I think we horrified him the last time he came into the studio.
No, he's horrified every time he comes into the studio. Wow. Not more the last time, but just all around.
Well, we did lure him one day in with a fake parade.
No, that wasn't the last time.
I know, but I'm just saying at one point that. We did that.
He liked the fake parade.
Then there's the time we lured him into our...
He thought that was one of the best shows ever.
We lured him into our white giddy-up van with no windows.
We kidnapped him.
Said free candy on the side. Free cannolis.
Free mustache rides.
Guess what? He was the unwilling driver.
Oh, my mind just went right to the gutter.
Whose didn't?
Denise Fioretti Mamelet.
Oh, I'll be giving Mamelets this weekend out in front of Walgreens once again.
Mamelets are starting up again.
They're starting up again. It's summertime. Everybody needs a Mamelet.
They were on hiatus for a little while.
Yeah, so please, teens and preteens, turn your head. Try not to watch.
I'm already. I have my Mamelet shirt on.
No, but I do wear, surgical gloves.
So there's these Mamelets are sanitary and safe.
They're very sanitary.
And safe.
Yes.
And if you need, something to knock you out, we have something.
Yeah. Please wear your tank top.
Yeah. Yeah. The first person in life in a Mamelet's in Everett is, his name's Carlo. Hey, a chick of me out. I'm a de mayor. I got Mamelets. I got Mamelets.
Oh, we just received a message.
At the low price of $20 a piece. to pay for my house.
We just received a message from Old School Steve.
Yo, Old School Steve.
He
we
said,
miss him.
Thanks for the shout out, guys. Having a blast listening in. Keep up the great work.
We love Old School Steve.
Thank you for listening, Steve.
Yes, thank you very much. And you can come in very soon, hopefully. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's summertime. Love, yeah. He can come in anytime he wants. I don't know what his work schedule is, but I...
Yeah, work.
Hey, I'm working right now.
Wow. Well, he's getting paid for it, at least.
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting paid. I wouldn't say I'm working.
We're the only ones that aren't getting paid.
Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Kania Crow, Big Jack and Janice.
Big Jack.
Special get well wishes to Chet, cab number 19.
Yes. Love you, Chet.
Cab.
And yesterday was him and my mom's anniversary.
Hey.
Oh, it was?
26 years.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, that's right.
26 years. I don't know how anybody could stand being with anybody for 26 years.
Hey, you know what they say? It's a long time to be with the wrong person. 26
who
years.
Who says that?
People say it.
Hey. I've never heard that.
They do.
They do.
You're too busy getting on your Mamelets to listen.
I know. Cab number 54 with Cookie at the wheel. Is Cookie still even around? He never showed up last week.
No, he didn't show up for the barbecue, but...
We put his picture out there on the telephone.
Why is there toilet paper on the...
That was on the floor when I came in. It's not used, though. It's clean.
We have toilet paper here, folks. If anybody's listening and needs toilet paper, just give us a call.
First new, call, it gets a
the
day
new
with
number
baby.
Is 781-575-1818.
What? Another number?
What? Another number?
Yeah, that's the number Amy called in on.
You know what? Just dial any digits. You'll get us.
And somehow, because everybody's away for the summer. We're the only idiots that are here.
Just, you know, you think you dial
it. You gave out her number.
Oh. Why did her number show up?
Because it's telling you the number that's calling.
Forget. Erase that.
If
erase
you need
that.
A date for tonight, she has an extra press pass.
The new...
Call that number.
The new number. She does have an extra press pass.
That's first the prize. Second prize is the toilet paper.
The new number here is 781-350-3264. Or if you're calling from London, it's 855-915-9636.
And just...
Did I really? Just do that?
And also, if you're on... If you're on the internet with Skype,
the interwebs.
WMFO-DJ. That's the letter D, the letter J. I'm going to Skype us, see if it works.
Oh, good
Lord.
For
all you too cheap to have a phone, Skype us.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
She's not listening anymore.
Yeah, all right, okay. I know.
She wasn't listening anyways.
Well, she's going to get a ton of phone calls.
Hey, I heard you was on the Three's Company.
Hey.
Yeah.
How's Jack Tripper? And his Cortez and his Larry Bird shorts. Okay, are you
Christine
done?
Christine Fantasiastic. Okay.
Oh,
no,
Fantasiastic.
You guys always
all right, I'm
me.
Sorry.
Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe. Bob and Gigi Messina. Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon. Christina Papalardo. Ricky Cummings and the Dirty
Oh, by the way, I'll be also giving Papalardos as well of Mamelettes outside.
Is it
the,
buy two, get one free?
Papalardos.
It is. It actually is. It's a good deal.
My God.
Yeah.
How do you find the time, man?
It's only $14.95. For the pair.
Line up after the mayor.
What if I only want one? Is it $7.49?
What's that?
What if I only want one? Is it $7.49?
No, it's still $14.95, and you also get a free potato peeler with every year.
Cool. I need a potato peeler.
It's slices, dices, and julienne's.
Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Amy D. Domenico, John Avis Buckley, Brian Scurrio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc.
You know what? Can I interrupt for a second?
Sure.
Of course I will.
No,
it's my job.
Of course you never do.
What Why you did should you ask?
Do, what you should do here is, I think in honor of his discount, I think everyone's last name, if you say their last name, should be Mamelette. I think Rocco Scali Mamelette.
So, Russ LeBlanc, Mamelette, Nicole Bisson, Mamelette, Lisa Sweetsa, Mamelette, Debbie Delish, Mamelette, Gail Snow, Mamelette, Eddie McKinnon, Mamelette, Rocco Scali, Mamelette, Rosemary and Ed Lyons, Mamelette, Joanne Riddle, Mamelette, I am DJ
the
Flex,
show
Mamelette,
is...
Charlotte Connors, Mamelette,
Don't put Palato in
John
there for the hell
Pierce,
of it.
Mamelette,
Tammy, gonna pierce Mamelette?
Tammy Clegg, Mamelette. Ramon Lopez, Mamelette.
Mike Denise Mann, must be losing her mind right now.
Mike Mangan, Mamelette. Charlie McCarthy, Mamelette. Colleen Shea, Mamelette. And Peabody Girl.
This just is going back to Fear Eddie.
This is going to be a mouthful. Amy Giamaco, Moquin, Mamelette.
That's a mouthful of Mamelettes.
And that is a mouthful on July 8th.
What did you say? That's a mouthful of Mamelettes?
Yeah, Mamelettes. Speaking of that.
What is wrong with you?
That's what they find. That's where you can find Polly face down
in Mamelettes.
In front of Walgreens. I
apologize, Denise, because that was so wrong.
She liked hearing her name.
She is
that
going
many
back
times.
To Fioretti.
Changing all the kids' last names.
Well, thank you very much, Tina Marie.
You're welcome.
Mamelette.
Mamelette Fridays on MFO.
Oh, she's going to kill us all.
She's going to kill us. Remember that.
Oh, well, 2:51 in the afternoon here at WMFO. You're listening to the Giddy Up. It is 66 degrees still, which is nice because it's been so awful those past few days. And why don't you take us out, Tina Marie, and we'll be back with some silly news. And our funny man has some... We're going to spin the wheel. Mm-hmm. Well, we already did spin the wheel.
Yes.
We spun it.
And so it's 1984, and he's going to play some 1984 songs, and we'll play some 1984 songs as well. So, will you take us out, Tina Marie?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, kids.
Memories. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday.